Now, an Egyptian court has handed death sentences to Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohammed Badia and 13 other top members of the group. They were among those charged in connection with violent clashes in the canal city of Suez in August 2013. Now, the clashes were triggered by security forces' deadly attacks on the camps of the supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo. Badia has been handed down two death sentences that were later overturned on appeal. Also on Monday, 46 Brotherhood members were sentenced to 2 to 5 years behind bars in the Delta Governorate of Kafr al-Sheikh. They have been arrested during protests marking the fourth anniversary of the revolution in January. The Egyptian government has been cracking down harshly on any opposition since Morsi was ousted 2 years ago. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, who joins us via Skype from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Mohammed, I do understand that the death sentence handed down will be referred to the Mufti in Egypt, even though the Mufti's commendations will be non-binding. Tell us a bit more about the reactions that are coming forth from Muslim Brotherhood supporters and Egyptian society as a whole.
Yes, Kaniz, a combo of sentences, if you will, against the top Brotherhood cadres as well as anti-government protesters from all streams at large here today. You have the 14 death sentences. The final verdict on this case involving the Brotherhood guy, Dr. Badia, will be on the 11th of April after receiving the Mufti's non-binding opinion. You also have 8 death sentences against anti-government protesters in Mansoura and Daqahleya. You mentioned the 46 anti-government protesters in Kafr al-Sheikh, also in the Nile Delta, getting 2 to 5 year jail terms. Also 30 anti-government protesters in Damietta, also in the Nile Delta, getting 1 year jail terms for protesting without a prior authorization from the authorities. And you also have 38 Brotherhood members and supporters referred to military trials in Munufeya, also in the Nile Delta. Egyptians are shocked and outraged, and especially the camp of opposing military rule here in Egypt, be it from the Islamic stream or from the liberal stream. It's a bit of a shock. And the speed this is being executed with, and again, mentioning just one day's legal crackdown is scary. Naturally, right. You also have Yes, Kenny. Naturally, you also have those in the camp of the military backed government of former defense minister and incumbent president Sisi applauding this, saying that this is avenging the blood of the security forces, the police and army forces who have who fell in vengeful attacks. But again, this just shows you how split this society is. And how on the edge, really, Egypt is at the moment, Kenny.
All right, Press News, Mohammed Chalabi there, reporting from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.